2 years after the first allegations of child sex abuse were made against six men in the Burl Moeller family, all charges against the five still living were dropped. Rebecca Randles, attorney for the alleged victims, told TV9 she thought Lafayette County Prosecutor Kelly Wingate Campbell had some explaining to do.
There's never been any indication that she didn't believe what the victims were saying.
The prosecutor said she did believe the accusations, but didn't believe she had the evidence to make a case in court. Plans by Missouri House leadership to induct Rush Limbaugh into the Hall of Famous Missourians created an uproar after Limbaugh repeatedly called a Georgetown University law student a slut and a prostitute for advocating mandatory health coverage for contraception.
It will be embarrassing for us to have this gentleman in our Hall of Fame,
said Democratic House member Sarah Lampe. House Speaker Stephen Tilley responded,
"Listen, it's not the Hall of University Love Missourians. It's the Hall of Famous Missourians."
Democratic Minority Leader Mike Talboy suggested if it was about notoriety, Frank and Jesse James should be included. The matter of students who want to transfer out of the unaccredited Kansas City School District was left up in the air until at least next fall, when the Missouri Supreme Court overturned a St. Louis court's order that such students were entitled to an immediate transfer. The matter was sent back to the St. Louis judge because of legal technicalities, not a ruling on the state's transfer law. Rick Santorum made his pitch to Johnson County Republicans before the weekend Kansas caucuses and had a comeback for Mitt Romney, who had just said it would take an act of God to stop his momentum.
The governor thinks he's, now ordained by God to win, then let's just have it out.
Romney skipped Kansas. Ron Paul campaigned in Lawrence and Wichita. The Missouri legislature left for spring break, and House leadership said it had accomplished 70% of its agenda. But so far, the combined chambers have sent Governor Nixon only two bills, and he may very well veto them both.
We're one of three legs of government. The problem that we have is that a lot of times we think we're the only leg, and then we spend a whole nother year not getting anything done.
Remarked Democrat Sylvester Taylor about a work comp bill virtually identical to one Governor Nixon vetoed last year. The other bill sent to Nixon's desk redefines discriminatory firing, stating that discrimination must be the motivating factor for the firing to be actionable. Nixon also vetoed a bill very similar to that one last year. Before adjourning for the break, House budget writers finalized a budget bill. Kansas City's Ryan Silvey noted that the process moves fast when the state has little money to spend.
Last year, I think we disposed of nine amendments across all 13 bills, got it done in about an hour and a half, something like that.
The Kansas House Budget Committee was also ramping up its work. Symbolic groundbreaking was held for a $32 million addition to the UMKC Block School of Business. Henry Block himself was a major contributor.
At my age, I figured to have a fundraising campaign would take a long time, and I don't even know how successful it would be, but I just decided, let me help out.
The new building will be called the Block Executive Hall for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. This is KCUR.